Doug Hagman, HagmanReport.com. Today is Friday, December 9th, 2022. Coming to you from my office, Eric Tech is still off. Have a lot of information to get into, want to share with you, a lot of important information. I want to share, in addition to the information I have, I want to share a couple of video snippets that relate to every topic I'll be talking about today. Now, first of all, the southern border. Lame duck Congress, southern border being, the southern border Title 42 set to expire on or about the 21st day of December, not too far away, actually. Whether or not that happens remains to be seen. But the latest information I have is that the people coming across the southern border, now I touched on this yesterday. What is coming across the southern border, in addition to combatants, enemy combatants, potential enemy combatants for the interior of the United States, you're looking at this incredible amount of drugs beyond anything you can imagine right now. In addition, the information we're getting is small weapons coming across, small arms, I should say, coming across. But I'm going to give you some numbers right now. As this particular Congress is talking about amnesty, you're looking at 2 to 4 million to be granted amnesty. The information I have is the entirety of Latin America, even parts of South America, they're watching what Congress is doing. You're looking at right now, if in fact Title 42 expires, the likelihood of some 500,000 illegals crossing the border, some estimated 540,000 per month, 18,000 per day. Now, Darien Gap alone, 240,000 have come across the Darien Gap just last year alone. So you're looking at this immense population replacement here in the United States. I know that's not, what is that? That's not, I guess that's not good to say, or people don't like to hear that, but that's exactly what's taking place. But there's something else that bothered me about that, because I've often said this is more than votes. This is more than immediate money for the groups coming across. There's something else going on. And the more I dug, the more I realized that, wait a second, this is the entire takedown of the United States, really of the West, but of the United States. Because where the U.S. goes, the West, all the entirety of the West will follow. I want to play something from Frank Gaffney. Now, again, folks, I go through really, literally hundreds of videos a day. Frank Gaffney did a webinar today, earlier today, or it could have been last night. I'm not 100% certain, but appeared on Steve Bannon talking about this, talking about what's taking place with respect to the world situation, because what's happening to the United States, what the Biden-Harris illegitimate regime is doing is they are attacking or allowing America to be attacked from within, or will be. The enemies of the United States, including and especially China and Russia, want to take over the United States, but they don't want to damage a whole lot of the United States, if you know what I mean. They want to colonize the United States. In fact, there's a 2049 colonization, complete world colonization by China that they're implementing. But I'd like you to watch this video very carefully. Watch and listen to this video very carefully, because now the initial part of the video is, we can dispense with perhaps some of it, but listen to the entirety of Frank Gaffney's presentation. The high points here, because it is so critically important. It fits right in. This will fit, to me, this fits in to the congressional side of things. Why, you know, why amnesty? Why is the southern border still wide open? Why are we essentially borderless? In a nutshell, what's going on? And this also comes into play. The prisoner swap, the Russian prisoner swap. What was that all about? Oh, when you hear this, it'll all make sense. And it will be as if it's prima facie evidence to verify what I'm saying. So take a look at this particular video. This is Frank Gaffney. This is Frank Gaffney on, I'm going to pull this up here. This is Frank Gaffney. And again, forgive me for, forgive me for being slow on this, but this is Frank Gaffney talking about the bigger picture of things. And if this doesn't get your attention, I don't know what will. All right. Listen carefully. Here it is.
Brazil's right on the cusp. Biden sends Jake Sullivan down to basically hug a transnational communist criminal in business with the CCP. Brazil, they got Saudi Arabia and Brazil sitting right there. Okay. He's sending that down. At the same time, Peru, which, by the way, the guy stole the election with, wait for it, machines. He finally gets impeached and jailed because he tries to take down the government. So you finally have some leftists getting the comeuppance. And you just did a great webinar today. Say, hey, look, these guys are actually so far ahead of where we think they are on nuclear weapons. Tie it all together geopolitically for us, Frank Gaffney.
Let me start with the third. The symposium, the webinar that we did today featured some of the best U.S. nuclear weapons experts, I believe, by far. And what we came away with, Steve, was this. The Chinese Communist Party, as in so many different areas, but particularly in their military modernization program, are on the march. They are now moving very clearly in the direction of a nuclear warfighting doctrine, strategy, and capability. And we went through various different pieces of this, but it runs the gamut from now having, this was just reported to the Congress this week, more, we believe, it's still somewhat speculative because they haven't released this in an unclassified form, but the logic of it tells you they have more intercontinental range ballistic missile warheads now than we do. And that's before another 350 silos are filled with missiles
that have 10 impossible warheads on them. Is that true? Is that going to be released classified?
They just reported to the Congress that one of three things has happened.
That's a wake-up call.
Yeah. They have more warheads. They have more missiles, or they have more launchers. We don't think they have more missiles. We don't think they have more launchers, but they certainly could have more warheads. But the point is, we keep telling ourselves, the administration just released on the 29th of November a report saying, hey, they've only got about 400 warheads now. And by 2035, they may have 1,500. Now, why all this matters is, Steve, our experts said that's rubbish. Not least because I know you know Phil Carber. Phil Carber led a team at Georgetown University back in 2011 that found that there were 3,000 miles of hardened underground tunnels in which the Chinese had been putting ballistic missiles among God knows what all else. They almost certainly have more missiles than we know, and certainly more warheads, and they're building more still in these 350 silos that will have 10 warheads apiece. They have leadership defenses. We talked about the fact that they've got underground bunkers all over Beijing and elsewhere. They moved 30,000 people in the way of civil defense from the heart of a city in China a while back to the countryside through underground tunnels. In other words, they're taking this whole business of nuclear war fighting deadly seriously, and we haven't a clue. At last point, Steve, the Chinese are no longer now threatening us alone. we have to contend with the fact that they're partnered up with the Russians. Both countries have just modernized immensely their nuclear capabilities, and they're simulating nuclear attacks, joint nuclear attacks against the United States. Now, if there's any good news out of this at all, and there's not much, it is that I don't believe that the Chinese, at least, want to use all of these nuclear weapons against the United States. That's the good news. The bad news is that's because they don't want to destroy it. They want to colonize it. So they're likely to use instead what they have already used against us, which is biological weapons, because, as you know, it'll kill all the people, but it'll save all the buildings, what they used to say about the neutron bomb. So this is one of the things that we need to be focused on. And I think to answer your other questions, what's going on in Saudi Arabia? What's going on in Brazil? What's going on in Peru reflects in part the fact that a lot of countries, allies of the United States, countries that have been at least friendly to us, more or less, are now fingers in the wind. Some are making a separate peace with the Chinese, the rising power, like Mohammed bin Salman, the great hope of a more modest, moderate, and reformist Saudi Arabia not so long ago. He's throwing in with the Chinese, I think. He may want to hedge his bets and still have a relationship with us, but not so much. And the Chinese, I think, will insist less and less. In Brazil, Steve, and you've been doing a great job with Matt Turman and the team to describe what's going on there, there's still hope that the military, which has the responsibility to prevent election fraud, will step in and say, no, you're not going to steal this election, Lula, who is a Chinese communist agent, full stop. Now, over in Peru, my wife is from Peru, as you know, we have been watching this very closely. A communist won the election. I believe you're absolutely right, by fraud. And he has now been thrown out because he was about to be impeached. And rather than face that, he decided he would dissolve the Congress. That resulted in both the Congress and the military and the judiciary, everybody basically saying this guy's got to go. That's the good news. The bad news is I'm not sure it's the end of the left in Peru. It should be. But instead, his vice president, who is also a Marxist, who is also corrupt, and who just doesn't seem to be quite as stupid as this fellow Pedro Castillo, is now in charge. Her name is Dina Boluarte, and she is going to try to stave off the calls for early elections, which might turn things around.
Yeah. If
we lose Brazil, if we lose Peru, every major nation in the Western Hemisphere, including ours and Canada, will be run by Marxists. This must not happen.
What I want to do is I'd love to play this that end one more time here. Here it is.
For early elections, which there might turn things around. If we lose Brazil, if we lose Peru, every major nation in the Western Hemisphere, including ours and Canada, will be run by Marxists. This must not happen.
Folks, think about that. Think about the role of the Communist Chinese Party. Think about, go back to 2019, even further back than that. Go back to 2019 with the SARS-CoV-2, the biological weapons research. Go back to to 2011, 2012, the various bioweapons research taking place here in the United States and then being outlawed and then being funded by Fauci and company over in Wuhan. Think about that. Think about what Frank Gaffney just said about the possibility of, well, you know, hey, they've got the nukes, right? They've got roughly four times the amount of nukes, I believe, than thought, but they don't want to use them. That's the good news. The bad news is no. Instead, they'll use a biological weapon. And the second part of that, the end part of that, which I thought was just absolutely bone-chilling, is if we lose these countries, such as Peru, such as Brazil, to the Marxists slash communists, so goes the United States and Canada. Now, we're already seeing in Canada. What are we already seeing in Canada? We're seeing Justin Trudeau, in my view, the biological son of Castro. We're seeing him implement Marxist policy through the parliament, and the parliament being infiltrated by members of the World Economic Forum and others. Klaus Schwab's group, the Party of Davos, we're seeing all of this take place. But we're also seeing this weird thing happen here in the United States, and that is, again, this is based on my investigative research, this infiltration by the Chinese Communist Party assets in our government. And where this makes sense is when you compare the timing on the SARS-CoV-2 virus and the clot shots, the injecticide, whatever you want to call that, genetic modification shot. When you start looking at the numbers of deaths associated with the shot, as well as the virus itself, okay, you start to think, okay, wait a second, something was triggered or appeared to be triggered back in 19. And of course, that was at a time, and again, think about the timing of all this, that was at a time when people believed Donald Trump was going to have a second term. Now his first term, with all of his thoughts, I'm not making excuses for him. He still needs to walk back Operation Warp Speed. He needs to apologize for that, walk that back. I'm not making any excuses for him. But the 16-year plan that you've seen everywhere, I'm sure you've seen it, with 8 years of Obama, 8 years of Hillary Clinton, and a complete subjugation to a new world order, of the United States to this new world order. Now it really starts to make sense. So when Trump was elected in 2016, that threw the entire timeline off, that threw everyone off. And people are, the leaders are saying, wait a second, that wasn't supposed to happen. And notice in 2022, it didn't happen again in terms of the constitutionalists in Congress, okay? So they made sure it wouldn't happen again, and I'm telling you right now, they're doubling down on everything else. Now, that brings me to another video. I think this is an excellent video as well. This is from Banned Video. This is InfoWars. Let me pull this up again. My apologies for for being slow on this. Here, watch this. This is sleepwalking into Armageddon. This somewhat ties what I said together into this bigger picture. The colonization of America. That's the objective. Watch this. This is only a few minutes.
And said, oh, now you got to take 6 COVID shots a year.
The new Pfizer booster is cleared for anyone over 12 and Moderna's for anyone over 18 and 2 months out from their last shot.
How do we say 6 COVID shots 2.5 years ago? Because Bill Gates said to his investors that this shot gets rid of your immune system and people have to take 6 of them to 8 of them a year. So when I tell you this stuff, understand it's real.
You know, being able within 6 months to make enough for the world, I think that should be our aspiration.
Is it possible to prevent the next pandemic?
Yes, if every country does what Australia did, then you wouldn't be calling it a pandemic.
A lot of people want to forget the lockdowns, forget the masks, forget the checkpoints, forget all the garbage that's ongoing in places like China and New Zealand.
You are criminals. You are a criminal. You are a criminal. You are a criminal. And so are you. And so are you.
You know, our baby has just been medically kidnapped. Thugs have come in wearing police uniforms and they've will rip the baby out of his bed and violently taken him out of the room. They've threatened to arrest us all if we even pursue our baby. So let this be a lesson to the entire rest of humanity, is the takeover has actually started, and it started in a hospital ward with a baby. I call on humanity to arise.
So we got to get ahead of this and keep discrediting it. If we don't, China is our future. So let's get into it. In Israel, the Ministry of Health in Israel is actively hiding critical information on the side effects to the Israeli public and lying about it, while they have the actual data stored and know it's caused mass death, blood clots, you name it, and destroys immunity.
It's quite known that Israel was Pfizer's laboratory. Pfizer's request to the FDA to approve the booster was to a great deal based on the Israeli data. But what the world did not know was that actually for the entire year in which almost the whole population was vaccinated, two or even three doses, Israel actually did not have any functional monitoring system. The monitoring was really dysfunctional.
I have all this information on my cell phone. Not just because I'm a minister, but because we have a centralized digital system.
The Minister of Health the whole time just lied, not just to the Israeli population, but also to the FDA. And many researchers actually were very, very concerned.
In Germany.
And so one of the aims of the Nuremberg trials was to spend 139 days in trial, going through the law and medical ethics and the public conscience, trying all these people against those benchmarks and finding them guilty or not guilty, depending on the evidence. But what came out of it was what the excuses were. And when you hear the nurses' excuses, it's all the same as what's being said today. I had a job. I had elderly relatives to look after. I was being bullied. Oh, it was a terrible environment at work. You know, you couldn't do anything to challenge any of the doctors. And we basically just did as we were told, thinking that meant that they were left off the hook. That's exactly the same narrative that's being promulgated today.
In the UK.
There have been more reported deaths and adverse reactions following mRNA vaccination in 18 months than there has been to every conventional vaccine administered worldwide for the last 50 years.
In Canada.
So the OAG report points to $13 million doses would have been destroyed outside of Canada. So that was in large part due to AstraZeneca's doses, which couldn't be used inside Canada. As of now, there are approximately 10.8 million doses of vaccines of all sorts that were either destroyed or have expired in Canada.
In the U.S.
The bottom line here is the vaccine does not prevent infection, does not prevent transmission. So why would we make anybody take it?
The pathway to prevent any more harm is all the vaccines need to be pulled off the market and withdrawn. That needs to happen immediately. All the vaccine mandates should be dropped immediately.
Vitamin C, my hospital would not allow me to use vitamin C. We're talking about basic safe drugs, and it's an outrage. What they wanted me to use was remdesivir. Where remdesivir, we know, and this is not controversial, we know according to the WHO, remdesivir increases your risk of kidney failure 20-fold.
All over the world, you have the government boards, you have the most prestigious universities assigned to research it, saying the shots don't work, they erase your immune system, and they give you blood clots and infertility. And then the top Japanese doctor that runs the science department at one of their major universities in a government board meeting says, and they are all nodding their heads in Japan, that this is basically depopulation and that they're going into the next phase of the diagnosis, and then it gets worse after the blood clots for those that even live.
You should have started from the beginning with the proper scientific light. So, immediately, disband the ridiculous vaccine casualty evaluation committee. Instead, set up an investigation committee to investigate all cases. And to do so, you need to get proper statisticians and some decent experts. You understand? Then do some tests and investigations. As Dr. Sono said earlier, if you have samples of tissue, consider the process of spiked protein.
Rand Paul comes out and he says Fauci's going to go to jail. Fauci created COVID and the shots are deadly. And he's going to go to jail for what he did. He, quote, will not get away. We caught him red-handed.
Likely there is no public figure or public health figure that has made a greater error in judgment than Dr. Fauci. The error in judgment was to fund gain-of-function research in a totalitarian country, fund research that allowed them to create superviruses that in all likelihood accidentally leaked into the public and caused 7 million people to die. Think about it. This is right up there with decisions, some of them malevolent or military, to kill millions of people. This accidental, but it goes to judgment. Talk about errors. You think he might apologize to the world for funding research that allowed superviruses to be created in a lab that was not properly outfitted for safety, that people were already reporting was dangerous, to support that type of research and then to look the other way and say nothing to see here and to cover it up. For the last 2 years, he's been covering his tracks, but we've got him red-handed and he won't get away. Historically, he will be remembered for one of the worst judgments in the history of modern medicine.
On and on and on. Does anybody feel safe in a country or a world where the government doesn't just allow this, but helps it happen?
All right. Now, I'll tell you this much. I don't believe that was an error in judgment. I don't think you believe that was an error in judgment. I think that was an intentional. I believe it was an intentional play by the federal government, by Chinese Communist Party agents, or the Party of Davos agents in our government. And they're still coming at us. They are still coming at us with additional shots, requirements. You watch, you're going to see additional lockdowns coming. And there was another video. And look, I know this is video heavy. Okay. I could sit here and talk all day about the things that are taking place. Remember, we started out with kind of like this world view, communist China versus the United States, wanting to colonize the world, but maintain the infrastructure. How do you do that? With a bioweaponry. Now you just saw the ample evidence, the prima facie evidence about this bioweaponry. But let me continue again. Because there are more pieces to this puzzle, okay? There are more pieces that will build the case. And I often say this, when you're looking at a case, whether it's a civil or criminal case, and you're dealing with evidence, there's different types of evidence. One, of course, is circumstantial, one of the most prolific types of evidence you can have, circumstantial evidence. And this is where people will say, oh, that's just, you know, no, causation does not equal correlation, causation, no relation there, right? Okay. That's what some people will say. But when you take a look and start plugging in all of these little pieces of information, this circumstantial evidence, like a rope, circumstantial evidence, think of each piece of circumstantial evidence as a rope fiber, as a fiber of a big nautical rope. If you ever cut into a nautical rope, you know, one of the ropes that holds a big boat, you'll see all these fibers coming out of that rope. Well, each one of those fibrous strings is circumstantial evidence, the totality of which makes and increases the strength of the rope and makes the rope. That's what we're seeing right now. That's what we're seeing today. Now, I'm going to show you this. I'm going to share the screen again. I'm going to be bouncing back a little bit because, again, we start out with the bigger picture, the invasion, the colonization that we're ultimately seeing. But there's more. Let me go back to where I was again, and forgive me for for my failure to really work this well. The shots. Look at this. This is from Citizen Free Press. And there was a symposium done yesterday, or on the 7th, I'm sorry, December 7th, by Senator Ron Johnson. And some of the highlights are posted on Citizen Free Press. Now, there's a piece by Dr. Robert Malone. I've got some issues with Dr. Malone. I don't know about you. But that aside, let's move on beyond that. There are some really interesting tidbits here, highlights from this I'd like to play. Here's one. Let me refresh this one.
I think it has to be said to the pathway to prevent any more harm is all the vaccines need to be pulled off the market, withdrawn. That needs to happen immediately. All the vaccine mandates should be dropped immediately. We need requests for applications and immediate funding for vaccine injury centers of excellence across the United States for screening, detection, diagnosis, prognosis, and management. We need a massive shift in our healthcare system towards managing now this large number of vaccine injured people. What's at stake here is death. And the deaths that were reported by Mr. Dowd and others, the deaths on a more probable than not basis that are occurring in someone who have taken a vaccine are due to the vaccine, and the autopsy studies show it. It's alarming. To save American lives now, these vaccines need to be pulled off the market. Yeah, that's what should be done.
All right, hold that thought for a second here while I go to another video. This one I found, this is a little bit more obscure. You'll have to pay really close attention to this one. Let me pull this one up here. Wait a second. Oh, that's the wrong one. Let's see here. I found this fascinating, actually. This one right here. What's inside the vaccine? Dr. David Nixon shows right now the contents under the microscope. Now, this is a little bit, this is also from banned video, David Icke. But this is Dr. David Nixon being interviewed about what he found in the vaccines, what's called the vaccines. And again, forgive my language, they're not vaccines. What he found under intense microscopy. Okay, watch this. I queued this up to the relevant part where it'll show you what's in at least the Pfizer vials. Now, whether it's in all of them or all across all branches or all different types, I don't know. But listen to this carefully, because this kind of fits into two things. It fits into the mortality rate that would be required for a colonization of something like the United States, as well as a replacement, and this is important, a replacement population from the South, because Communist China and the elite, so-called elite, are going to need people to work, right? So that they don't want to kill everyone. And by the way, if they kill everyone too fast, people are going to start asking more questions than they're already asking. But look at this, and look what they found in this particular, look what Dr. Nixon found under intense microscopy in his laboratory. And consider the possibilities now. I'm not going to tell you what to think, but I'm going to ask that you consider the various possibilities. Here this is.
Actually show you what I saw.
Yes.
So this is a dark field microscope, which is a fairly standard optical microscope with a special condenser. And this is a sample of Pfizer vaccine that I placed on the slide 4 months ago. And as you'll see, it's produced some rather remarkable square objects. And I can zoom in a little bit on this and we can have a close look.
What are they?
Well, it's a good question. I mean, I know what I think they are.
What do you think they are?
I think it's microcircuitry.
Right. It is extraordinary because they are perfect rectangles, aren't they? When you looked, because I believe you looked under the microscope at the other sort of brands, the other vaccine brands, what did you find when you looked at, say, Moderna or AstraZeneca or the others?
I haven't looked at AstraZeneca, although I've had colleagues that have looked at it and have found some abnormalities. And I've had a look at Moderna and I've found unusual looking rod structures and a few crystals, but nothing as dramatic as what I see in the Pfizer vaccine.
Microcircuitry. Wow.
They are just perfect rectangle shapes. It like almost like just shards of metal.
Correct. And they just get increasingly more interesting, you know.
That is extraordinary. Look at that. I mean, that looks like a microchip.
It does. So that's why I'm saying there's chips in the vaccine, because that's what I'm saying.
So what are other people within the medical establishment saying then? Because you you're taking this to them, and what's their view on it? Because, you know, obviously I'm not a medical professional, never claimed to be, but I'm looking at that now, and that's extraordinary.
Well, I've certainly got a few medical colleagues and engineers who understand where the technology is at, and they're comfortable with saying that this is microtech.
So I saw an article in the mainstream media, which was talking about, you know, what you'd found. I believe the article was called "What's in the Shots." You know, what are the media saying about this? Because I'm looking at this, and this should be front page news. There should be, you know, every laboratory across the world should be taking vial after vial after vial and looking at it in this way.
They should, but they're not. And we know that mainstream media are obviously not doing a lot of things at the moment, correct? This structure here, this ribbon-like structure, is very similar to some of the structures that we actually see in the blood. And these have been reported by La Quinta Columna in Spain and also other people around the world.
How many vials have you looked at? Because I'm assuming, so you have your you know, the plate there on the microscope, you take the vial, you know put the contents on it. Are you seeing this with all of them, or have you just tested just one?
I've been through about four vials. Most of the vials we had access to were from one particular batch. But what I'm showing here has been looked identical to what La Quinta Columna released today. Same sort of structures.
All right. Oh, I should turn that off. My apologies.
And colleagues.
All right, there we go. So what are we seeing here? And more importantly, again, I'm looking at this from an investigative perspective. The more investigations that are being done into this injecticide, the more investigations that are being done into the individuals behind pushing this injecticide, as we saw with Rand Paul, and the greater the lockdowns that we're seeing in China and elsewhere, and they're coming back again. It's all playing into what I believe is a convergence of events using circumstantial evidence, whether it is evidence of a southern invasion, whether it's evidence of this being a bioweapon originally from Wuhan, this Wuhan virus, whether it's evidence that the shots are part of that bioweapon or a standalone bioweapon. What's the ultimate objective here? is to kill off the Western population, replace that Western population, and have a prepared population to serve the Communist Chinese Party overlords to take over the United States. In the bigger picture, in the bigger scheme of things, it's colonizing America. And when you look at, in spite, regardless of the evidence, when you look at how we are being told that, hey, wait a second, there's an increase in heart problems, there's an increase in blood clots, yet the FDA, CDC, hey, they doubled down. Pfizer, anybody over the age of 12 should get the shot, boosters. Anyone over the age of 18 for Moderna, same thing. You have to ask yourself what's going on in terms of what is the real, what's the real objective here? Now, there's something else that is related to all of this. You saw Frank Gaffney and heard Frank Gaffney talking about Russia colonizing the United States and about how the West, the Western Hemisphere, could be lost to Marxist slash communist, to a communist takeover by losing countries like Peru and Brazil. That's happening right now. Combine that with the current events with the within the medical community. Combine that with everything else, every other headline of import that you see. And I believe things will begin to make sense. There was something else that it seemed like an outlier to me for a second, for a few seconds anyway. It seemed like, well, this was done, what I'm about to tell you, this was done to appeal to the woke crowd. And that is the prisoner exchange between Russia and the United States. You know, the woman's basketball player caught in Russia with drugs, with cannabis. Let me play this from Sebastian Gorka. Now, I've met Sebastian Gorka. Whether he would remember me or not, I don't know. But I had a conversation with him in Washington. You know what? It doesn't matter what you think of the guy. The guy has a lot of great information. Watch this and tell me what you think of this, because I think this in particular says a lot about where we are today. And let me grab this. Hang on just one second here. This, by the way, was the worst trade in history. And what I'm talking about is this Brittany Griner trade. But here is Sebastian Gorka talking with Steve Bannon about this particular trade. And by the way, there it is there in the headline, Sebastian Gorka: the CCP plans to conquer and vassalize the entire world by 2049. That's true. But let's keep it to North America, the Western Hemisphere for right now, and specifically the U.S. What about that trade? Well, watch this. Listen to this too.
You know, Persia, Turkey, the KGB up in Moscow. They got the mini me in Korea. They got a bunch of the stands are siding with them. Now they're in the Persian Gulf with the Saudis and UAEs. You know, giving them the lovey dovey.
So much
how, geopolitically, the Eurasian landmass. How far down the road is the CCP to consolidating it, sir?
Well, look, you are the geopolitician. You know Mackinder Spikeman, the heartland, the rimland. You get all of that. But most people in our civilization today, in the English-speaking world, have no idea what the names are that I just mentioned, Steve. How far are they down it? It doesn't really matter how far down it they are in terms of the exact chronology. The issue is they have a plan. That's the problem. They have a plan. The only plan we have here is to undermine America. We have an elite that detests not only America, but Western civilization, having just come back from the, you know, one of the most important sites in our civilization where our Lord and Savior walked the earth. It was illuminated to me. When you've got a young Israeli guy who's underneath Jerusalem with us on the remains, the archaeological remains of the original Jerusalem, the city of King David, and he says, the only thing we have are the values that we give to our children, and America has lost. When an Israeli is saying that to me, it's kind of a wake-up call, because what is our plan? Well, when you see the Project Veritas video at a school in Chicago that costs $40,000, they're handing out dildos to children and butt plugs, and the dean is you know, when asked on a private camera, what do the trustees of the board think of this grooming of the children? He says, they love it. It's just gay sex. Steve, I mean, how can I answer your question? The Chinese have unrestricted warfare. They have One Belt, One Road. They have the 100th anniversary of the establishment of the CCP in 2049. And dude, you know that date, 2049, they want to have control of everything. You are either part of China or you are a vassal state. Period. End of story.
100.
So that is important to me, because Sebastian Gorka brings into the fold the moral depravity, the exporting or the not even exporting, but the fact that our children are under attack, which would explain, by the way, identification of mothers and fathers, of parents, of guardians at school boards being classified as domestic terrorists. Let me finish with that, because he does say a couple more pertinent things, I believe, if I'm correct. If not, it's another one, but let me finish this one.
100 years since the CCP took over China. This deal today, all day long in MSNBC, it's the deal of the century. Biden's a great deal maker. How does this hurt us in what we're trying to accomplish for peace and security throughout the world, sir?
By the way, this is the deal of the athlete and the Russian arms dealer, just to be clear.
Yeah. So let me just read what he was charged with, what he was convicted with. This is why Victor Boot got the sentence he got. This is just one deal that he did with the FARC that was targeting U.S. officers and U.S. government personnel in the hemisphere. Victor Boot went to prison. He was convicted of conspiring to kill U.S. nationals and U.S. officers because he sold 800 surface-to-air missiles to the FARC, 30,000 AKs, 100 million rounds of ammunition, and 5 tons of C4 plastic explosives in one deal to the FARC that would have led to the deaths of Americans. Now, the interesting point here is, Steve, not the absurdity of a, you know, dope head, lesbian America hater being exchanged for the most dangerous arms dealer in modern history. It's an arms dealer that Putin needs desperately. Look at the performance of the Russian army in the last 8 months. Look at the fact that they can't even feel the requisite amount. The fact that Russians are being captured with body armor when they're captured, and they open up the body armor and it's folded cardboard. Forget steel plates or ceramic plates. It's folded cardboard. We just gave Vladimir Putin the most dangerous and effective arms dealer in the world. That's very interesting, don't you think?
Fascinating. Seb, can you hang on for just one quick minute on the other side? We'll take a short break. Sure.
Think about that in terms of the Russian-Ukrainian war. Who benefits by that? Obviously, Russia does. It extends, or that trade will allow an extension of the war. The guy's a master arms dealer. He can bring, he can rearm Russia. You know, it's funny. I look at the various forums, especially those on the left, saying, "Well, Ukraine is really beating Russia." Well, you bring a guy like this back to Russia, the tables could very well turn. Could turn very quickly. So, you have to ask yourself, what was the basis of that trade specifically when, let me show you this, because now this is not a video. This is, this is a timeline. And to me, this, where did I put it here? This timeline should tell you everything you need to know. This is a Substack article by Jordan Satchel, I believe his name is. The Biden administration is in full damage control mode after making perhaps the worst trade in history, exchanging a basketball player, women's basketball star, for a Russian international warlord. Now, this goes through all the timeline from June 20. Oh, by the way, what he did not trade for was a Marine, a former U.S. service member, Paul Whelan, who was arrested in Russia on charges of alleged espionage. Okay, now President Trump back in 2020 and such, and you can read this timeline. It'll be in the show notes at HagmanReport.com, but you, what I mean, Donald Trump had attempted to get Whelan back, but absolutely refused to trade Viktor Bout with Russia for obvious reasons. Now, there were a couple of other trades in the interim. But regardless of that, who benefits by this specific trade? I know this was a lot of information coming from a lot of different directions, a lot of videos about this, you know, about the what's inside the serum in those vials, the genetic editing stuff. I know that we spoke about the southern border, about the trade, about China colonizing the U.S., but all of this is happening, at least in my view, is happening for a specific reason. And that reason is the takedown of the West, the colonization of the United States specifically, and of course, all of the Western Hemisphere absorbing into this new world order, one world order, one world government. Of course, under the party of Davos, which is another way of saying the Communist Chinese Party or a communist / satanic system. And you heard Gorka talking about the morality aspect of things that plays into it. All of this plays into all of this, everything together. And the last thing I want to show you. Yes, it's a video. The last thing I want to show you, and you can watch the entirety of all of these videos. Again, go to HagmanReport.com. But the last thing I want to show you is this. This struck me as being a very germane to what we're talking about today. And I was talking with someone earlier today, and I said, you know, there was... I don't want to give away the situation, but there was something I wanted to have done. And I had to go through 9 different people in order to get what I needed done. When in fact, the first person had the capability of doing it. The second person, third person. But anyway, a lot of people right now are just sleepwalking. They are absolutely clueless. In a separate conversation I had today with someone, the fact that America and Americans are being deceived. How many people do you think know the level of deception? Just asking. I'm going to show you this video right now. It's called Sleepwalking into Armageddon. And I thought this was a very, very well done video. And here it is right here. Let me just boost this up a little bit. Here you go.
They came out on ABC News and said, oh, now you got to take 6 COVID shots a year.
The new Pfizer booster is cleared for anyone over 12 and Moderna's for anyone over 18 and 2 months out from their last shot.
How do we say 6 COVID shots 2.5 years ago? Because Bill Gates said to his investors that this shot gets rid of your immune system and people have to take 6 of them to 8 of them a year. So when I tell you this stuff, understand it's real.
You know, being able within 6 months to make enough for the world, I think that should be our aspiration.
Is it possible to prevent the next pandemic?
Yes, if every country does what Australia did, then you wouldn't be calling it a pandemic.
A lot of people want to forget the lockdowns, forget the masks, forget the checkpoints, forget all the garbage that's ongoing in places like China and New Zealand.
You are criminals. You are a criminal. You are a criminal. You are a criminal. And so are you. And so are you.
You know, our baby has just been medically kidnapped. Thugs have come in wearing police uniforms and they've ripped the baby out of his bed and violently taken him out of the room. They've threatened to arrest us all if we even pursue our baby. So let this be a lesson to the entire rest of humanity, is the takeover has actually started, and it started in a hospital ward with a baby. I call on humanity to arise.
So we got to get ahead of this and keep discrediting it. If we don't, China is our future. So let's get into it. In Israel, the Ministry of Health in Israel is actively hiding critical information on the side effects to the Israeli public and lying about it while they have the actual data stored and know it's caused mass death, blood clots, you name it, and destroys immunity.
It's quite known that Israel was Pfizer.
Folks, you get the idea. You can... Excuse me, you can watch the entirety of that video. But the fact is, in that clip, you will see again and again and again, one person, one Chinese official dressed in a white biohazard suit, leading hundreds of Chinese citizens to a COVID lockdown camp. One Chinese official. Hundreds behind them doing absolutely nothing. Here's my message for the weekend, for today, and really forever. It is my personal, professional opinion that in order for us to make it as a nation, or to make it as a Christian remnant, we must fight. And when I say fight, I'm saying with whatever it takes for us to fight, however we need to fight, but we must fight with all of our fiber, all of our being, fight against what's happening at the southern border, fight against the legislation for amnesty, fight against the rules for lockdowns, fight against really everything that you heard today. We've got to fight against it, because our lives, and if not our lives, the lives of our children, depending on your age, and our grandchildren will depend on it. We don't have that much time left. They want to colonize America without us in it. They want to kill us or enslave us and use us as worker bees for their colony. That's what I got out of the research I've done. I've shown you some of the modes, the methods, the manners in which they're doing it. I laid it all out there for you. And again, a lot of it's circumstantial. Take it for what it's worth. But boy, when you start making that rope, that nautical rope, the tensile strength increases with each fiber. Folks, have a great weekend. May God bless you. God bless this country. And when it hits your knees tonight, please pray. Pray for the future of our children. Have a good night.